Here's a picture of the fuselage. You can see the wings are black because those are made out of carbon fiber. Top of the wings, everything's all put together. Here's a picture of the fuel sump tanks. What I've got is a divider that goes underneath the tunnel. The tunnel right down the center between those two sump tanks is where I mounted the hydraulic cylinder to pull and activate the retractable gears mechanism. You can see the low fuel level. That goes off at about 8 gallons. Thinking 8 gallons, you know, if you're running this engine real hard, 8 gallons is going to get you probably about maybe about a half an hour or something like that. You can throttle back. I've only had that go off once, and that was on my way to my cheapest fuel in our area for refilling. Here's the fuselage with the 360 engine or the 540 engine on the back. You can see that I've got a fifth hard point, which is at the top of the firewall. That is what I did by recommendation from Velocity Aircraft. They welded up my engine mount. The four points, the four original points are on the four original points that were built in and is built into the Mark IV firewall. I put a lot of reinforcement. Every one of these, any areas that I was somewhat suspect that I might have problems with, or that I thought that might, just common sense, I put more layers, more aluminum, bigger hard points, things of that sort. The next area that we're going to be looking at, this is the over-center device, which is a very standard over-center device. Bought directly from Velocity Aircraft. That's exactly what they have in their Velocities that have the retractable gear. We'll get more into that towards a little bit later. Here the gear is retracted. It's on jack stands. You can see that the bottom of the wheels stick out just a little bit, so I do have a small bump on each side underneath the strakes. And now I'm getting ready to start building the upper cowling. By stretching the fuselage, the turtleback, I built the turtleback jig. I stretched that by 12 inches, and I took each one of those formers and equivalently stretched those out for the length of the jig. Next thing I did on the for forming the upper cowling is, you see the blue foam, that's PVC foam, that's 3/8 inch. And I hot glued that to each of my high points. And then the next thing I did here is I covered the entire engine, the firewall, wing roots and whatnot, all with plastic. And then I came back and built an entire box around the engine. At that point, I cut through where all my high points were, where the blue foam was, and I added one additional layer of PVC foam. Now, at this point, I had 1 1/8 inch of clearance over any high area on the engine. On the back end, I also have my prop extension in there. And then I went ahead and mixed up pour foam and filled up the entire area with the urethane pour foam. That's the 50-to-1 stuff. And here I am, just about ready to put some paint on it and go fly. So now I've got this big blocky thing on the backside. You can see the end of the prop extension. There's the spinner. All I need is the prop. Okay. At the same time, when I was going to carve the upper cowling, I decided, well, let's do the blisters, or those small strake extensions that go on top to make this one nice even curvature all the way to the rear. I took my template off my three-place cozy and extended that out a little bit for the increased airflow that I thought I would have with the six cylinders, more heat, more expansion and whatnot. Put that on the end of the foam and started carving away. So I had my turtle back, and then I had my template on the rear to give me my front end, my rear end, and then I used a long piece of pine, or actually I think this was fir, whatever, that went from the turtle back all the way back to my template on the very end of the cowling. kept carving away until I finally started to see some of my high points coming through, and that's where I stopped. You can see the blue foam right there. And with the urethane pour foam as a 50-to-1 mixture, every time you pour it in, you create a shell before you get your next layer of pour foam in there. So what I did is I carved it down, and I had high spots and low spots. I came back with drywall compound, the same stuff you'd be using for mudding up your house, drywall seams in your house, and I applied that to the foam. So instead of this whole process, instead of going ahead and making a mold, what I'm doing is the reversal. I'm just making a plug, and I'm laying up my fiberglass over the plug. So there's my profile. It's hooked up, blends in real nice to the winglets, from the wings and the strakes and the fuselage. Have my cosmetic from the front of the where the turtle back and the strakes match. I have that foam all carved up. Put wax on there, PVA, a dry mold release, and then I went ahead and I laid up right over the top of that. My layup schedule was a layer of bidirectional, your e-glass, and then a layer of carbon, another layer of e-glass on top of that. And when I was all done, I popped the cowling off, and it seemed pretty flimsy because I hadn't let it sit for more than about 3 days. I put it back on. I did one more layer, so I actually have four layers of glass on there, three layers of e-glass and one layer of carbon. The cowling ended up being very, very stiff, and I butt joint all my seams, so I didn't have any overlaps, didn't have any bumps, staggered all my layups, so I didn't have to worry about coming back and sanding off any bumps, things of that sort, losing integrity. Here I am with the Clecos, installing it onto the top of the fuselage, oil check door, profile. And next thing I had to do was remove the engine, take the cowling off, take the wings off, remove the engine. And I had to figure out how to roll this engine over without having all my friends over and risk the chance of dropping this engine. So this will work with anybody. I took a large piece of 3/4-inch plywood. I bolted it to the engine mount, and I proceeded to put suspend it by the prop extension I want in, and I can roll the engine right on over, all on my own, and then I put it onto the cart when it was upside down. Next thing was roll the cart into the workshop, roll it up to the back of the firewall, take the jack stands, and raise or lower the fuselage to match up with the engine, and then I bolted it back on. Let's see. Here we're going to go right into the gear doors. And as I say, I'll get into the gear a little bit later here. For the gear doors, I had the gear retracted, the wheels all in place, and I put duct tape over the entire area, and I poured pour foam. Then I sanded that all down. Excuse me, I'm skipping around here, guys. Sorry about this. Now we're starting on the lower cowling. Here I have the fuselage upside down. The wings are on it. The engine is on it. Cowling, upper cowling is on it. And here's the start of the construction for the lower cowling. Once again, you can see the 3/8-inch pieces of PVC foam all glued together on all my high points. Templates on the back end. And build my box around it, encase the entire engine in plastic once again. And commence to mix up my pour foam and fill it up. The lower cowling was a lot more difficult because I have incorporated armpit scoops for our cylinder head cooling, and also I have another scoop on the bottom which is used for induction. So once I had this all set, did the blends, which went right across my gear leg doors right there, and started carving. Now what I wanted was good symmetry. The top cowling was not perfectly symmetrical because you have your offsets in your cylinders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the two humps coming back are actually, one's moved a little bit farther than the other one. But on the bottom, I wanted full symmetry on the cowling. here I am with my profile, initially starting with the induction on the very bottom and the cylinder head intakes or the armpit scoops on the side, and making templates when I had once I had one side completely finished up. Then I put a chalk mark all the way down the center of my foam core, and I transferred the symmetry onto the other side so I had a symmetrical cowling. Here is actually a loose piece, and you'll see this, that came out, and that would be my armpit scoop, and you can see the induction scoop on the very top there also has undercuts. So what I had to do is cut those out of there and then glue those back in with hot melt glue with just a couple tacks, a couple areas. Reason for doing that is because once I laid up my cowling, when I had to demold my cowling, those loose pieces had to come off with that cowling. Otherwise, I would have had the undercuts in there and wouldn't have been able to remove it. So there we go. I've got the armpit scoops. You can see the split lines, the cut lines, and nice curvature or my nice blend going from my cowling moving forward. And there's my cowl layup. Same schedule, three layers of E-glass with one layer of carbon sandwiched in between. There's the two cowlings. And there's my profile of the fuselage sitting on its gear with the upper and lower cowling in place.